CBS's Kelly O'Grady says Wall Street is worried about a possible recession.
That is coupled with some real economic data. You are seeing consumer sentiment drop. We saw consumer spending drop in January. That's a big one. But the data does not say we are in a recession right now. Sentiment might, but the data doesn't.
Top U.S. and Ukrainian officials have been meeting in Saudi Arabia for several hours now as they discuss ways to end the war with Russia. CBS's Holly Williams is in Kyiv.
Ukraine does not want to be pressured into a ceasefire deal that rewards Vladimir Putin with territory, Ukrainian territory, and leaves the door open to him invading all over again, because that's happened before.
Last night, Ukraine launched its biggest drone attack of the war, killing at least three people in Russia. For the first time in its history, Southwest Airlines is going to start charging for checked bags. CBS's Chris Van Cleve explains how it will work.
Only Southwest's most elite A-list preferred flyers and those booking its priciest business select fares will get two free checked bags. A-list members, Southwest credit card holders, and select customers will get one free checked bag. Everyone else has to pay up.
Those changes will begin May 28th. It's day two of a strike by bus and light rail operators in Silicon Valley. KCBS reporter Scott Bigler says a couple of the workers were injured.
Two picketers wearing neon safety vests were struck by a white pickup and fell to the ground. The transit workers suffered minor injuries. The incident is under investigation, but it adds stress to an already tense labor dispute that has shut down all bus and light rail service in Santa Clara County.
It upsets me. It's supposed to be a peaceful, nonviolent strike, and people just let their emotions run high.
The transit workers are demanding better pay and benefits. 5 years ago today, the World Health Organization declared the COVID outbreak an international pandemic. Dr. Ashish Jha was the White House COVID response coordinator under President Biden.
COVID is still around. COVID is still a bit of a problem. I think for elderly people, high-risk people, immunocompromised people, it can still be pretty serious. I think for healthy Americans, no, I don't think it poses a big risk. We deal with respiratory viruses all the time. COVID is just one of them.
At least 1.2 million Americans have died of COVID. Catholics in Rome are relieved Pope Francis's condition has improved.
I came to pray for the Pope. Every day I am going to Vatican to say the rosary. I should pray for him coming to the hospital to say one more rosary for him.
Doctors say the Pope is out of danger but will have to stay in the hospital for several more days. On Wall Street, the Dow down 277, but the Nasdaq's higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow with a look at headlines. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. We'll update that story at the bottom of the hour. Another report will follow. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage in Wisconsin is, giving us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. That, along with low pay and low rates of diversity, seem to be problems statewide, according to a recent survey. And in the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep nine paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election, seeking a $1.5 million tax levy increase to continue to pay for those positions. The city is hosting community listening sessions throughout March to give residents a chance to learn more about the need for the referendum and allow them to ask questions. Tonight, 5:30 is the first at the Humble Park Community Center at 2200 Blaine Avenue, then again March 18th at 5:30. You can get news at the top and bottom of every hour, and of course, we have it on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Seattle Mariners 7-5 in Cactus League action. Christian Yelich, coming off back surgery, delivered a home run.
Each year you feel different, or your swing's a little bit different, and you just have to prepare yourself with what you got that year and make it the best version of, you know, yourself and go compete and see what happens.
Up next, the Brewers face the Cubs. NFL free agency. Packers signing two players. 49ers offensive guard Aaron Banks, 6'5", 325 pounds. It's a four-year deal worth $77 million. He'll play left guard. Elgton Jenkins will move to center. Josh Myers is a free agent. On defense, the Packers adding defensive back Nate Hobbs from the Raiders. A four-year contract worth $48 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing T.J. Slayton to the Bengals. The defensive lineman getting a two-year deal worth just over $15 million. Bucks on the road tonight in Indy against the Pacers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon, and it is definitely going to be colder than yesterday. Our high today only 41 with wind northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight 31, tomorrow partly cloudy 45, Thursday 47. We're back to near 60 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
News, timeless hits, WRJN with Dan Marcus. Written because there was a riot on Sunset Strip. For what it's worth, Buffalo Springfield.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds. I'm getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand.
Hey-o.
You're old enough to know the makings of a man.
Hey-o.
Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down.
Hey-o.
Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end.
Baby, that's you.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Local news, timeless hits. WRJN and Dan Marcus, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum in progress. Reminder that basketball continues. Next basketball, boys high school basketball game, tournament action, Whitnall at Waterford. It's Thursday night, a couple nights from now, 6:30 is the pregame here on WRJN.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Rabbit's foot on a string. The happiness and your warm caress.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I don't know if you realize this or not, and you might not if you're not in high school, but today is National Promposal Day. National Promposal Day. You can probably guess by the title what that is. That means you got to invite somebody to the prom today. This is the day to do it. Of course, I don't know if you realize this or not, but National Promposal Day is sponsored by Men's Warehouse, where the guys get their tuxedos. It all comes together now. WRJN.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. There is a blue one, and it's a green one for living on the path. Trying to be a skinny one, different strokes for different folks. So on and so on, it's Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
We got to live together.
I am no better, neither are you. We are the same, whatever.
Baby, I can't make it without you. Timeless Hits, WRJN.
This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum, a Tuesday edition, and let's get you up to speed on what's going on out there now with Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. In the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election and will seek $1.5 million tax levy to increase to continue to pay for the positions. The fire department received city approval to apply for the staffing for adequate fire and emergency grants 3 years ago to help address cuts made during the COVID pandemic. The Racine Fire Department says funding for the 3-year grant will expire March 2026, currently funded by the federal grant. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Federal Program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin.
And that's news on WRJN. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour and online on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs climbing to the low 40s. We've got a crisp northeast breeze, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine. And that stays the case for the rest of the week, too. Highs tomorrow will be like today, and we get a little warmer, rising to near 50 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Oh,
Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Dean of Jan and Dean turned 85 yesterday. Happy birthday, Dean.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. There was a time during Beatlemania, 64 and 65, when it was an automatic number one. In a year and a half since the Beatles first hit America in early 1964, that year and a half till September or so of 1965, this was the Beatles' ninth number one from the movie on WRJN.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help,
when I was younger, so much younger than today.
Anybody's
help in any way.
Now
these days are gone,
days
I'm
gone.
Not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind
and
open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
is close, but not quite disco. It's close. Is Carl Carlton on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Appreciate you being here. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up at 1:45-ish on WRJN. Coming up May 3rd, the first Racine Raider football game. And the entire 2025 schedule is going to be here on WRJN. So we'll keep you posted with the schedule and more information on our website and here when you listen to WRJN.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
WRJN. Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. We'll be right back.
Local news, timeless hits, and CCR on RJN.
737, come on, out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride?
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
So don't you be missing.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum underway with another nugget coming up at 1:45. Classical Gas, the title of that instrumental by Mason Williams, who wrote that at the same time that literally at the same time that he was writing jokes for the Smothers Brothers comedy show. He was a staff writer for the Smothers Brothers TV show for CBS, alongside people like Steve Martin and Pat Paulson. And in fact, I met up with Pat Paulson many years ago, and he told me, I remember him sitting in the corner playing his guitar trying to dream up jokes. And who knew that that would become a hit? And it did. By the way, tomorrow, heads up, tomorrow is National Working Moms Day.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump says he'll double some planned tariffs on Canadian goods, sticking with his trade strategy despite the financial market turmoil.
The president says he is putting both a 25% tariff on electricity coming into the United States and an additional 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum coming into the U.S. from Canada. In all capital letters, the president calls Canada one of the highest tariffing nations in the world and demanded that it drop what he calls their anti-American farmer tariff on various U.S. dairy products. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
It's another rough ride on Wall Street a day after yesterday's steep stock sell-off. Right now, the Dow is down more than 600 points. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says for 401k and long-term investors, the best advice is to hang on.
There are going to be downturns. There are going to be upswings. You usually can't get a lot of up only. You get up and down. Stocks go up 70% of the time, but you really have to stay in it. You can't get in and out.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi on what administration officials are saying.
They're expecting that the second quarter there's going to be a large boom of businesses. That's really what this White House is counting on. They think that combined with these tariffs, potentially Trump's tax cuts, it's going to create economic conditions that's going to lead to a boom.
The House is set